Devotion 7. Believe and worship the Christ Child in great joy. How far would you travel to worship the Christ Child? 1 mile? 10 miles? 100 miles? Unfortunately, sometimes many of us are so hard-hearted, we would not even get up out of bed. But let's listen now to God's Word, which records the story of some men who traveled a great distance to worship the baby Jesus. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, the English Standard Version. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Here ends the Bible reading. These wise men traveled into a foreign land to worship a king not of their own country. Likely, they were from the area of Persia. We know they followed a star to find Jesus, but we don't know what else they knew about Jesus. Perhaps they had read and heard stories from the Jews from when they had been in captivity about 500 years before this. We are not sure. What we do know is that these wise men were very, very serious about worshiping Jesus. Nothing would deter them, no distance, no expense, no stalling and royal interference from King Herod. The prophecy of Micah moved them ahead to Bethlehem. What happened when the wise men knew they were about to worship Jesus, when they arrived at the place that he was staying? They rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, the Bible says. They rejoiced of very great joy. The wise men then immediately fell down on their knees and worshipped the Christ Child and offered precious gifts to him. The Christ Child was the promised Savior for these wise men, too. They were not Jews, but they believed the promise of God to send a Savior, and they earnestly searched the child out. The Holy Spirit moved these men through various means, but it was a desire to worship the King of the Jews that moved them every step in their journey. Even a wicked King Herod, who later tried to kill the young Jesus, would not deter them. Certainly these men had faith in Jesus as the promised one. To find and worship Jesus Christ gave these wise men the deepest and greatest joy that is described in the Scriptures. Their dangerous travels meant nothing in comparison to being with Jesus. Their joy must never have faded from seeing and worshiping their precious King. Can't we people of this 21st century learn from these wise men? Where is true joy to be found? What is the true joy at Christmas? The true joy is to worship the Christ child, to know that God has kept his promises and this new baby, to know that God is with us in Jesus Christ. Thousands of years of human history have not changed the human condition. We still sin. We still blame others. We still try to hide from God, just like Adam and Eve did. But the wise men and wise women of every age listen to the call of God and hope in his promise of a Savior. True joy in our lives, this year, at this Christmas time, is found in believing and worshiping in the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to be with you, strengthen your faith, and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He wants to give you joy. He wants to be your joy. He deeply loves you. Please pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, grant that our faith in you may grow every day. Grant that the exceedingly great joy of the wise men may also be in my life. Grant that I may worship you. Come to me, help me, and be with me. In your name I pray. Amen.